you can see that if you look very carefully, there are very, very few channels that will get completed in the first half of all the stages. In other words, that things start in these early stages, but take time for them to complete. And that in the earliest stages, where in the first half, five, as you will see, five channels get fulfilled in that sense. Only one's collective. The other four, the first four, are all individual. So in other words, the process itself in the first half of this whole developmental cycle is all about initiating things and getting things going. And many things started one right after the other. You know, that capacity to be able to recognize that one must gain in material, that one must find a way to exchange material, that in the ability to be able to organize agriculture, to be able to create the stability, to be able to create a secure environment, that the moment you have that a secure environment, the 16th gate, the 16th stage, the gate of skills, this is where all of the skills that we would later give names to, Iron Ages and Copper Ages and this age and that age and whatever, the skills that would be inherent in building the physical form of a community. In other words, to put up the buildings, to be able to build the tools, to be able to provide all of those things. Because remember, the beauty of being able to organize agriculture is that you free people. You free people from the drudgery of having to do the same thing. You give them, in that sense, an opportunity to be able to develop their skills. And remember something, that 16th gate sitting alone is only about projection. That the skills had to be recognized and that they had to be nurtured. But this is the beginning of humans as the true tool makers. Humans having this deep, deep capacity to create artificially form outside of themselves in order to make their lives easier, more successful, whatever. After all, what is agriculture without the most important implement? A plow. I mean, you can come up with that great idea. Well, you know, you take the seed and you put it in the ground and you pour a little water on. But you got to get it in that ground. You know, and the whole process, all of these things that would develop, all of them had to come with and had to create the necessity for us to invent the tools that we need. See, this is what we're special at. I mean, we're the most incredible tool makers that anyone can ever possibly imagine. Did you see last month that they land a box this size on an asteroid? I mean, from here. That's a good shot. I mean, we're really good at that. You know, we can make these incredible tools that extend all of our capacity. So one of the things to understand is all of those things got bunched together because one leads directly to the other. And it's all about how suddenly we can go from being very primitive, nomadic and primitive, to suddenly having a civilization. I mean, you know, if you look back historically, there's a line. You can draw a line. You can see on one side of that line, everybody's running around on horses, you know, killing somebody else. And on the next side of that line, suddenly there's walls in the way. The moment that you have the agriculture, the moment that you can move material as energy, the moment then that you open up the potential for, you know, necessity to drive the development of skills, you got a totally different world like that. You know, I watched not too long ago this film, Gladiator, and I was looking at their depiction of Rome 2,000 years ago, and it really looked like New York on a bad day. I mean, there's not a hell of a lot that's different. There really isn't. You know, I guess it smelt worse. You know, but then again, New York in the summer can have quite a... Nonetheless, you know, there's not much difference. Once you have a city, you have a city. You know, there's a shoemaker over here, and there's the baker over there, and there's this over there, and this over there. And of course, all of that means you've got a problem. Human beings are sheep. You have to organize them. So the moment that you have the talent and you got all these people with their skills and they're ready to make this and to make that, you got to have somebody sitting above them, 17th gate, saying, in my opinion, you should use your energy over here to make that. And you don't interfere. Otherwise, we send you out hunting. You know? There had to be somebody up there. And of course, the 17 is the mirror to the 11 on the other side. Here's the logical process coming in. We're going to organize you, the channel of the organizational being. We're going to organize you because you cannot organize yourself. So we're going to organize you and we're going to give you our opinion. We're going to tell you what we think the facts are. Now, the joke is that the facts don't come till the 62nd stage. So it's really funny what those opinions all mean. However, human beings will go along with being organized. They're really funny creatures. They will. We're going to organize you. This works. So you go from the guru and you go from the teacher to the 17-4, the mirror of the 11-4, and you go to the 17-4, what do you have? You have the personnel manager. That's what our opinions are worth. You know, they're very good for organizing people. And the moment that you have the beginning of our civilization, you must have organization. You must have those in the hierarchy. And if you look at the 17th gate and you go to the fifth line, you get to the truth of what it is to live in the world. No man, no woman is an island. There are no end. There is no end to hierarchies. None. There's always someone above. There's always somebody below. It's always going to be that way. Even when we get it right and we do it by type, there's still going to be somebody above and there's still going to be somebody below because that's the way it is. See, human beings are designed to know their place. I mean, everybody thinks it's really profound to say, know thyself. I prefer to say, know thy place. It makes a lot more sense. You know, the moment that we accept what it is to be what we are, it's okay to be where we are. To know thy place is very profound. But the fact of the matter is, it only works when everybody knows their place. And when everybody knows their place, everything's perfect. By the way, it already is if you would just accept that you know your place. Nonetheless, we have a hierarchy, and the hierarchy says, you don't know your place, we're going to tell you. Our opinion is, your place is down there. You go there.